Okay, this is a really cool interview, so be prepared. You're going to go places you might not have gone before because we're talking Sasquatch. And my guest is somebody who has a really cool connection with Sasquatch, and you can check him out on YouTube. And this is under Sasquatch BC, The True Story. All right, so that's one way to connect. He's also on Facebook, and you can find him under Brian Bland. All right, now, Brian, I saw your videos, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I don't remember how I connected with Michael Harrell. He says, yeah, Brian's a friend. You need to talk to him. So that's how that happened. All right. So, yeah, he claims you're a friend. There you go.
Well, he's making a lot of claims these days.
He's good at that, yes.
I'd have to think about that for a while. I'm not sure if we're quite at the friendship level yet, but we're not adversaries. Well, we're, you know, I mean, hey, a good relationship of, you know, like two guys who host a little fun little show or whatever what we're kind of playing around with. I mean, you have to kind of have some adversity.
Yes, yes. Well, you guys are a little cantankerous. Each one of you have your own little quirks that it plays right into his, for the most part. Last time the interview I saw with you guys, it played right into his game. He was being quite... I guess that's the best word is cantankerous. Obstinate would be another word. And at the same time, though, when you cover the stuff about the Enlightenment, it's like, whoa, wait a minute. Nobody knew that was where it was going. Okay? That was brilliant.
Well, no, that's just, it was just off the top of our heads. You know, we just have a good chemistry when we talk together, and sometimes something fun and good comes out of it. So, you know, when you're talking from your heart and you're having fun, you know, that's where the truth and that's where the vibration we want to be is. It's all a love vibration, right? So it's all good.
Well, and I think that's what is a very, very crucial part of your experience with Sasquatch. And that's what I wanted to get into. You know, did you anticipate this kind of connection? How did it start for you? Because right now you're talking to people who don't know anything about you. Can you give us a backstory?
Well, I had a few little incidents when I was a kid that were peculiar. Did you want to hear those, or maybe if you want to get more of the Sasquatch stuff?
But no, let's
kind of like precursor.
Let's start with a kid, because that's what, you know, that's when a lot of this stuff, when you have an awareness that you're seeing a reality that other people aren't tapped into, and you either say no, it's not real, or you go, well, let me see what's going on here. So how did it start as a kid? What were those experiences?
Okay, well, even before the experiences, you know, like even with my family or whatever, I just always thought, why am I different? Like, why don't I think like these people do? Why don't I care about the stuff that they care about? You know, like money and houses. You know, even as a kid, I was thinking, I just knew I was different. And I couldn't figure out why. I just thought it was like, there was something wrong with me, actually. But, you know, and it all became clear, like in 2012, like it did for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But backing up, you know, like I always thought it was something different about me, and it doesn't mean special or whatever. I'm just saying, didn't feel like I fit in. So when I was about 19, I was doing rock and roll with a guy in Vancouver, BC, and I was just you know, like we're young guys, whatever. I was just sleeping on a mattress in his basement at his parents' house, of all things. And as I just laid down, and I saw a glimmering outline of a humanoid figure standing at the foot of my bed. And it was completely transparent, but it looked like the outline was like fluorescent lights. And I think they were white, I believe, mm-hmm. Sparkly. And it looked like a chalk line from a crime scene kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
And then I looked to my left, and it was on its hands and knees looking at me, and then it just dissipated. And it was funny because, you know, you would think, well, that's going to scare the crap out of you, right?
Yeah.
But it didn't faze me. It's not because I'm particularly brave or anything. It's just like I thought about it the next day, and I just thought that was kind of neat. And then, you know, when I thought about it later, I'm thinking, well, you know, maybe it's because I knew who that was. You know, on mm-hmm. the conscious level, but very close to the conscious level. So there was that. And then in about 2009, 10, 8 area, my current girlfriend and I were both married to other people. And for about a 2-year period, in our beds, we were finding little droplets of blood. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's like a red flag.
Well,
that's a red flag.
Yeah, I know, but I've never had anything bad develop after that. So.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, I know. I think about that, too. I know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we both had these little droplets of blood show up on our beds that we couldn't account for. No nosebleeds, no cuts. Nothing, you know, unexplained. And yeah. We were both married to other people at the time. We just couldn't explain it. It was, and then we found out when we met up many years later, and then started having all these amazing experiences together, and with Sasquatch, and she's connected too, and had her own unique experiences onto herself and with me. We found out that we had this going on at the same time, you know, approximately 3 years before we met. Yeah, I agree. That you know, I thought about that and wondered what that was. I mean, somebody was tinkering with us, but the only conclusion that I can come up with is that it's been very good. For both of us,
yeah,
and you know, it's opened, it's put us in a really good heart space. So,
okay, let me interject. My own partner that I met as a kid, 14 or so, when we first connected, and then went our separate ways and didn't reconnect for another 28, 30 years. But at the time, he told me that the light, there was a light, we were going to summer camp, and there was a light across the way at a cabin. He said, "That light's blinking at you," and I told him, "You don't want to say that in front of people because they'll think you're crazy." And so when he met me years later, and now I'm known for the talking to night lights thing, he says, "Well, you know what? Remember when you told me I was crazy?" I kind of took it to the next level. But it was really so that part of it, he already knew. And it was the same thing as I think in some way, shape, or form that we were connected at the beginning so we would recognize each other. We would know each other and be able to reconnect like no time had passed later on. So that I think that's like what your connection is. But the blood in the bed, okay, now that's a whole different level because that's usually more of an ET element where there's, you know, there's something else happening and either you're being monitored or taught or, you know, downloaded, that kind of thing. It says there's some kind of this is just a supposition, some kind of a preparation or an introduction or something going on behind the scenes where you're both part of a bigger piece of the equation. I think that's fascinating.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, like, I agree with you, Wendy, you know, like, I'm pretty practical, believe it or not, with the stories I have and whatever, and I mean, we don't have enough time to get into even snatch the surface, there are some amazing, magical things going on out there that are just beyond belief. And, you know, I wouldn't have believed any of this stuff before. I thought I was open-minded, but I was also skeptical. And so I actually got a little bit of that, which is actually good, right?
Well, yeah, you have to be grounded. And that's how I put it. You have to, there's some things that will happen. You don't want to jump to conclusions and make assumptions. You really want to go back and say, is that a projection? Am I putting my wish onto it or am I allowing it to give me information? And so I think, you know, that way you're being, you're discerning of, okay, what about this is unique and am I making more of it or am I just being receptive and standing back to let it show me what's supposed to happen? That's how I address it.
Right.
When did you realize that you had this connection or awareness? Okay. Because we have to take a break. And that's what I want to come back with, all right, when it started for you, okay, when you first noticed. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. My guest is Brian Bland, and we're talking Sasquatch. I want to know how it got started.
Well, even as a child, I was always interested in Sasquatch, more so than Loch Ness Monster or other cryptids. It was always, I seemed to, for some reason, be interested with Sasquatch. And I was always looking in the woods in BC when I was driving through, you know, hoping to see one. And then in 2012, I was walking along the dikes, which is a little riverway in my hometown here. And off to the right, I was walking with my dogs, and off to the right loomed these mountains. And I got a energetic call, a knowing, that, you know, like a download, download, I've had lots of, it's kind of different than a download. It was like an instant knowing or like a inner voice.
Mm-hmm.
go to the mountains, knowing that I had to go there. Something was calling me to go to those mountains.
Yes.
And then immediately after that, I met people like Susan, this fellow called Randy Brisson, who took me out in the woods. And, you know, right from day one, we had interaction and the teaching started. And it was, you know, it was just like everything just connected. The dots all started connecting. Like, well, you know how that works.
Well, wait. Okay, so for a newbie, what was the interaction? What was it? A sound? I mean, they have the sounds of knocking, or was it telepathic?
We were down on the trail below, looking up a mossy slope, and a couple hundred yards up, we heard we were knocking, and we were getting knocking back, and it was like we go knock knock knock, and we get knock 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 back, and knock 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 knock, you know, like,
yes,
like kind of playing a little game back and forth, you know, and so yeah. I mean, if they're interested in you, they want to get your attention right away. I've seen that with a lot of other people who have come up that they're interested in.
Well, that's part of it. So they already knew, or they already that other level, that sense level, they are responding to your desire, your wish, your need.
It's more to get you interested in them so that you start thinking about them so that they can start working with you, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, they give you something so that you – so to catch your interest, right? And then you go out and then they start teaching you whatever. So it's all about the learning and the teaching.
But most people there's a great number of people who really aren't in that space. They're wanting to go out and see a big hairy being that scares them to death. And then, you know, there's all this thing of you're wanting to have some kind, either a footprint or hair or some kind of evidence. And that's what they're looking for. And the very last thing they think about is something that's going to connect with you telepathically and then change your life.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how it turns out is you start out having an extreme interest in Sasquatch, and I still do. And by default, or maybe that's not the right word, but however you say it, you end up finding out a lot about them, and you even get to know them, their personalities and stuff. But really, the crux of the biscuit here is it's all about you. They want you to connect with your heart, get on that higher vibration of no judgment. And, you know, people talk about the conscious shift and a new world happening. As far as I'm concerned, it's people getting on that vibration of no judgment, because when you're on there is a change. You can't do the lower vibrational things that we do, the hating, the prejudice, the greed, worrying about stuff that really doesn't matter on a universal scale, because you have that universal knowing. So it's, you know what I mean? How the conscious, that's what they are trying to do. I know that sounds weird for people who are going out and sitting around the campfire talking about Sasquatch and hoping to get scared, but that's my understanding of them. And, you know, it's not just fanciful talking. I've had a lot of, it's been like a university of education. And I don't know what grade I would be in. Like you start off in kindergarten, but you build a way up, right? It's like a spiritual teaching, what it is.
Okay, I think I'm in trade school.
And,
all right, I'm in the trade school.
Well, yeah, some of the stories you were telling me earlier, you're trade school, that's just after high school?
Yeah, it's kind of away from college and away from high school. Yeah, it's right in there. It's kind of specializing, but you really don't always have a specialty. You just know that you're going to be able to, once you hit the ground, you're going to start running and it'll be worthwhile. That's my, that's the way I interpret it.
Okay. Well, that's a good place.
Well, it's part of it is a jack of all trades. Because I never know where I'm going to go next, but I want to have a groundwork, a framework, a foundation, so that I can be flexible. I don't have to be stuck in any specific area because there's so much going on. I want to be able to be fluid and adapt if it's required. So that's part of it, and that's what happened with the the stuff that I got into, having my experiences as a kid, that I never really knew what direction it was going. I knew it was fascinating and it was interesting, and other people didn't have these things happening. And if I talked about them, then other people, it made them uncomfortable and nervous. So I kept it to myself. But I didn't, you know, I didn't ever really focus on anything like Sasquatch. I was more interested in ghosts and that kind of thing, and haunted houses, and had that. But when I realized, I was, junior high, and I was writing my best kind of Stephen King stories, and I realized those things started happening, and I thought that was probably not a good idea. Because the more I focused on that, the more I had that happen, and I thought, I really don't want to go this direction. So that was a detour from there. So that's why, you know, trade school, it's there's all sorts of opportunities there, and you don't have to be any kind of a specialist. You can just go and have some good, I think, opportunities to just kind of basic skills, survival skills, life skills, things that will get you through. Well, make sense?
And especially somebody like you, you don't want to be in a real dark, or focusing on a really dark place anyway, because we create our own reality.
Land right on your door. Land right on your door, yeah. And
yeah, it comes boomeranging right back at you. So, yeah. You know, I mean, when you consciousness raises or whatever, you realize how much we actually do create our own reality and how, you know, important our thoughts are for not only our thoughts, for everybody, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're another
pretty vast, really. Yeah.
You, when especially like when you're in the environment you're in, you carry those thoughts with you. And when we talked before, and I've seen your interviews with Michael Harrell, and that just a sense of fun, a sense of joy, a sense of lightheartedness. And I know that especially with the Sasquatch element, there is that humor there, and some of that you can see or feel in people who are attracted to that. And I think that's just, you know, it's a fun thing that we don't always notice, that there's this joyful energy. And then that is attracting a certain type of encounter with Sasquatch.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's huge to point that out to people, that you're going to draw a being who may have a lesson for you. And whether you like it or not, it's because of the energy you put out. Does that make sense?
No, absolutely. They can read your energy. They can read your thoughts. They know your intent. They know what you're up to before you do. I mean, actually, like time does not exist on the other side. I mean, of course, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and in their reality, if they're, I guess it's fifth dimension or whatever vibration they're vibrating on, they can manipulate time or whatever, too. So,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, they're pretty evolved. I mean, that's a lot of their lessons that they've shown me have evolved time, where they put something in my path and then I walk, you know, upon something else. And it's, you know, they knew like a week or a month or years before, kind of thing, even or whatever. It's just uncanny.
Okay.
Or just instantaneous, right?
Let's revisit that. All right. But we have to take a break. So we're going to come back with that and deal with how that played into the future later on. Wendy's Coffee House with my guest, Brian Bland. When you say that they gave you an obstacle or something and put it in your path, so give us an example that it happened years later. What was that?
Well, for instance, you know, like cliffs. I have an understanding of quite a few of the symbols, and I can understand what they mean.
Yes.
Then I realized, it's between you and them. The understanding of glyphs, if you have a connection with them, people ask me, what do glyphs mean? What's the meaning of the A, the X, all these little stick signs that people are finding? And I say, it's got to be between you and them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's telepathic. What A means for me, which is RV, my clan leader, it's not what it's going to mean for you, unless he's connecting with you, or unless you want it to mean that. It's telepathic between you and them, right? But
yes.
It's consistent once you get that meaning. So
just a minute. Let's go back and just for people who haven't seen your videos. And again, that's a nice little collection here. Sasquatch BC, the true story on YouTube. You are interacting with Sasquatch and there are wonderful responses. These are little like hieroglyphics. These are little symbols made out of stones, rock, trees, branches, twigs, that are in some kind of a formation, and that's why you're calling them a glyph, because it's a symbol and it has relevance. And so what we're saying right now, and you're saying it's a code, you have, it's between you, the individual, and the individual or that group of Sasquatch, that you're trying to make some kind of a bridge to communicate. All right. I just wanted to go back because not everybody knows right offhand that, that you have this connection, which I think is brilliant, because it's a language and it's a way of, we don't have to speak the same language, but we have to have some kind of a you know, between the two, some kind of a template. And this is what we're working with. You're working with a code, and you're, once you've got those symbols laid out, then you start developing, I guess, a higher form of communication. So I just wanted to say that that's what the, when we're talking about glyphs, that's what that's about.
Right.
Okay, so I interrupted. I'm sorry.
I hope I can remember what I was saying. So I don't know. It's kind of like some of these, you kind of have to have the experience, and kind of, I hope that I'm explaining them properly. But anyway, so I realized, you know, like the Y stick is a stick that I see all the time, like the X, the A, and H, and P and 4 and whatever, and a whole bunch of other ones. I know, but the Y is so common, and I just never thought what it meant or, for some reason. And, you know, I mean, and you know, they always let you know what that reason is. So then one day I thought, you know, I've always said that it's between you and them, the meaning, what it means. So I said it means Sasquatch and man connected.
Ah. Yes.
Because the two prongs at the top, Sasquatch and man, and then the big shaft is connected, right?
Yes.
So then the very next day, I went out and I'm getting all these glyphs, and I call them combo glyphs, where they have multiple symbols and whatever in them, like they speak like sentences and stuff.
Right.
And I was finding all the time, right, as soon as I came up with that understanding, my girlfriend and myself's glyph. Woven in to the Y stick, you know, so it was like man, Sasquatch, all connected. You and her are connected. You're connected to us. I was getting all kinds of confirmation that they knew, or that was the meaning for the Y stick. They were giving me all kinds of glyphs that they put in other ones that I knew that made sense in context of the meaning. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. And then... You know, and so then I was looking back. I was at work, and I worked graveyard, so I got all night to write and do all my crazy stuff. And,
I love the night shift.
I was looking back at one of my favorite glyphs of all time, and it was Susan My Glyph. It's kind of like a fish, almost like the twin flame kind of thing, almost. Yeah. I guess an oval kind of thing. And I looked at it, and it's just one of my favorites because it's just so perfect and just so beautiful and just like, you know, I would see a no-brainer, like, there's just no doubt. And I looked at it, what, three or four years later, and I seen the little Y curled up into it. And I said, oh, my God, I'm tingling right now. Tingling when I said that with the energy of them confirmation that, you know, they already knew 3 or 4 years before that I was going to get that understanding. They knew, you know, because that time doesn't exist. You know, another quick example would be, you know, I'll be walking along in the forest path and I'll say, I wonder if it's like this, or I wonder if this is how it is. And then the answer will be there immediately, right in front of me on the forest floor in a glyph or something. Or, you know, just the answer is right there. So, you know, time has no barriers for them. They can put little cookie crumb trails of teachings in your path, and then you can walk into it in your linear understanding, right?
See, that's so it's so fascinating. There's somebody else I saw in the movie, and there's a little movie I posted online, and I can share that with other people too, because I think it's a very helpful film. It's called Sasquatch and Us, and it was part of the package that you got if you ordered the movie Letters from the Big Man, and this was by Christopher Munch. And it was years ago, and I interviewed one of the ladies from that film, and I just thought it was such a fabulous film, an introduction to Sasquatch, Kathleen Jones Odom. She was also a channel. And in the film, there's a couple of things I outlined. As one of the things was a message from Sasquatch, and it was, why don't you love yourselves enough to love your planet? So speaking to the greater good of where we are and a higher purpose for all of this. And then the other one was one of the guys said that I found the more I studied the subject, even remote places, the more I got subtle indications the subject was studying me, which is exactly what you're describing, is that as you are walking through there and asking your questions, it's very connected and responding and giving you feedback.
Well, yeah, you're in your classroom right out there. But it's, and, you know, sometimes they'll do something for you once in a while. You know, if you ask them for help, they'll help you. So.
Okay.
They don't usually, it's usually things are on their terms, but if you're in trouble or whatever or something or really in angst, you know, they have helped me out many a time.
Okay, I want to get into that because today, as I was trying to get ready for this interview and things were happening, I'm getting a friend sent me a little email about a house that's in California for sale and they have Sasquatch, somebody in a Sasquatch costume, going through the motions of living in the house and doing cooking, I think cupcakes or something, and reading a manual on mushrooms. Anyway, I'm getting all this interplay with Sasquatch and finding the documentary again, which I hadn't seen for a while, and then this little love note with the Sasquatch and us that goes along with it. Okay, so I have all this, and my husband is trying to do something, and he wants me to hang on to his phone to make sure he doesn't miss a phone call. So I'm hanging onto the phone, and I smell something cooking. And that's what he was supposed to be doing, cooking. But it smells like it might be burning. I'm thinking, whoa, he's gone a little bit overboard with this. And then I realize, smelling pretty strong. And the phone rings. I grab the phone. I go to the kitchen where he's supposed to be. He's not there. He comes rushing at me, grabs the phone, goes to the kitchen, and saves whatever it was that was going to burn. And then we look at the phone. Well, for one thing, there was nobody on the phone. And then there was also no number.
Wow.
No number.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. I thought, okay, Sasquatch, I know what this is about. This is, but it was also because the food was a special food we make for our dog. And so it was so cool because Gracie's food was saved.
I know. I mean, I say wow because it's just like a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, they are just so capable of so much stuff.
Well,
it's like, wow.
Yeah, it's that telepathic connection. And we could explain and make it all logical and something, you know, but I don't do that anymore. Because it's like a sit and spin. Yeah. I don't need to do that. It's like, okay, I know what it was about. I know the context of everything that was happening. And this was a nice little tweak that said, ha, got that.
Yeah, so like the thought placement, I mean, there's a lot of thought placement, and I have my speaking stuff too, but a lot of thought placement, and that's how they teach you too, for me or whatever, a lot. To put a thought in my head, like I said, and give me the answer right away. Like, I'm walking around, and I'm seeing these structures that they make, but kids also make them, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and sometimes, you know, there's a group effort, you know, kid will make something and the Sasquatch will come up and mess with it or vice versa. But, you know, a lot of the ones I find, I know are made by Sasquatch, and then there's a chance that kids are involved too.
Mm-hmm.
But Sasquatch do string and stuff that people use, and they even put little toys and all kinds of stuff, you know, because they're basically human.
Yeah.
But, I'm walking around and I'm seeing these structures and I'm seeing they're tied at the top with string, you know, like not a professional job. And it's usually old string that looks like it's been dug out of the garbage or the 30 years ago or something,
mm-hmm.
which is peculiar too.
Yeah.
But anyway, it still puts, you know, the thought in my head, string kids, you know, just, well, I don't need this. Why do you have to put the string in there? And then basically I look down on the ground.
Time for a quick break. Wendy's Coffee House. Okay, what about the string?
Actually, it was my friend was with me. No, 95% of the time it would just be them and me involved.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, my friend was there and he said, look at this. But just as the thought came into my head. So it's basically the same thing. And I actually kind of cooler because they had him involved too. So he said, look at this. Just as I'm thinking, string kids. And I look down and I see a classic T glyph, which is a very common glyph. But there is it. Basically, when I say a T glyph, I mean the letter T.
Okay.
And, you know, they're made, the nice ones that I like are generally made with nice white peel sticks. And, you know, that the T is like, it's not something like, might be a T or something. Like, they're always perfectly centered. They're like stocky, snap little sticks. They're not like random. You know, I mean, I know what I'm looking at. So, but anyway, so I'm looking at it, and there it is right there. He says, look at this. But the thing is that the horizontal piece, is a peeled snap stick, which is what I would expect. But the vertical piece, you know, the stem, that is directly centered in the middle of the horizontal piece, exactly, is that string that I was thinking about.
Yes. Isn't that cute?
And, you know, it's just basically them saying, look at dummy, we make them, put asking, you know, like, it's really magical.
Well, the thing with a string, you know, string theory, you know, if there's a mathematical equation that you're trying to get involved, you know, with more geometry and more of this higher math element that we're not there yet in terms of how they can make time disappear and get, you know, do something that's going to forecast your future, which of course we aren't able to do that ourselves. The other thing with a string is when you have to remember something, you tie a string around your finger. And so that's like memory and working with those kinds of cues to get you to think at a higher level. And then when you're rewarded, we're like children. So they're giving us toys. They're giving us little carrots to say, got it. Now next step. So I think, you know, that thing of where they're playing with toys, well, we're the kids. We're the children. We're the ones that are trying to learn this. So they're giving us a pleasant and nice, positive way to tweak us and help us be inspired and not frightened and then challenged and motivated, which is what you are. And to me, you know, that sense of finding that when it's right down at your feet, you're just that aha moment of, oh my gosh, that's right. I hear the enthusiasm in your voice.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Well, and you know, and they show me so many lessons with time, so many lessons. Like I'll walk in someplace, it takes 20 minutes. I'll walk out and it takes 5 minutes and it's uphill and it feels like I'm going down, you know, like that kind of stuff. It's like bizarre stuff. And then, you know, we can get into like being zapped with energy, and it's just like, it's a crazy, beautiful experience. When I say being zapped, I'm not talking about like bad stuff. Although generally, at one time it was not that great, but it wasn't like, I just think that they just overestimated or whatever. It wasn't like you're kind of,
okay, wait, were they trying to warn you? Was there something they were trying to?
I don't think so. I don't know what, well,
every once in a while,
you know, there is, you know, Sometimes they don't want you to come somewhere.
Yes. Yeah, I'm thinking,
so,
okay.
I mean, it could have been, but my friend and I were walking along, and all of a sudden we got, like, zapped, and we were, like, both on our hands and knees on the forest floor, and, like, we couldn't get up for about 2 or 3 minutes, just crawling around. And then when we did get up, we felt like, are we having a stroke, or what's going on? We were, like, out of it for, like, 2 or 3 hours.
Really charged.
Generally, that was the worst. I mean, it's never been like that before. Usually, I mean, something else along those lines would be like Dorothy walking through the poppy field where you're walking through, you know, they've done that. And that might be they don't really want you around in a sensitive area, but that's very few and far between. Usually when they zap you with some kind of knowing or an energy or something, or like, some of the zaps are like teachings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a totally different kind of thing. But I wanted to relay, because I know we don't have a lot of time. It's great talk. I'm loving it, and thank you very much for everything.
Yeah.
But I did want to kind of, because we're talking about time, I wanted to relay a story that a lady told me, and I want to tell it to you because it really speaks about the time thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, so many of my lessons are about time too. But also, I really trust her, and she's just, you know, she's just one of those people that, you know, she's truthful.
Okay.
She's got a connection with Sasquatch. So what she told me, and, you know, I believe it because of what I've experienced, is that the Sasquatch had her at one point. They were with her, and they had her walking amongst people that they had frozen in time, kind of thing, like kind of like something like on Star Trek.
Yes.
And they were like, they had stopped the time for the people. They were like, actually frozen, she's walking, and they're walking around and interacting and doing all kinds of stuff around them or whatever, just doing their regular stuff as these people are frozen. And that was a lesson for her that they can manipulate time. Now, if you think of that, I mean, they could go and they could put a little rock or a little flower here and something here and there, and they could put 2 or 3 things in your path, and you wake up and la-di-da-di-da, and oh, look at this, and oh, wow, look at this. And,
yes.
You know, right?
Yes. Okay.
And I believe the lady, because I know her, her integrity and her character. And from my experiences, I believe that that is absolutely true.
Okay, I'm going to affirm that with you because I interviewed John Foster, who's had these UFO experiences like for 40 years, and some of the things that he talks about is being in groups where everybody else around is frozen, and they're not.
Yep.
So it's like the time stands still for them. And I think what happens is that at that level that they've been advanced to a faster vibration, and so they're not really frozen. They're just, from our point of view, if we're in that vibration, the higher frequency, we're moving so much faster that they look slow. I'd like a Star Trek episode, remember?
Right. No, yeah, and I think with the vibration thing, getting off of that, I was thinking about that today. I was doing a little video, and I thought I'll go out in the actual the wild and do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm always out in the woods, but I thought I'd film out there. But, you know, I think that the various states that people see them in, like, well, completely invisible isn't actually seeing them, but invisible and then, you know, partially cloaked and then almost fully materialized and then this little spark of the light. And as, you know, like in the Predator kind of mode and just in that completely solid mode, just before being fully materialized and fully materialized. I mean, that's just got to be different energy frequencies.
Yeah. You know, I agree. Yeah.
Right. So,
yeah.
Well, you know, so they have a mastery over energy and time and all that stuff. I mean, they're just, you know, so people think that they're going to go out there, and I'm not trying to lecture anybody or whatever, but it's just the basic facts that they're going to go out there and try to fool them and
I know.
Trick them or whatever. They're probably out of their league.
Yeah. Okay. We're setting a trap for Sasquatch. Look, we'll see if Sasquatch walks in it, and they're all standing right there going, yeah, okay, this is great. Hey.
Okay. Look at this guy today.
Okay. Real quick, though, for people who want to connect and watch your YouTube video, Sasquatch BC, The True Story, and you, what, one a week? How often?
How many videos do I do? You know, I try to, I'm kind of obsessed with stuff. It's keeping me from finishing. Excuse me.
That's the fun part. When you do stumble into stuff like this, it is an obsession. I know that feeling because it's like it's so exciting. You find this world of wonder and you want to share it with other people and you don't have enough time in the day to do everything you want to do. And that's why you're mentioning that book. You're just kind of dropping aside there. Okay, so we're gonna say that you're working on a book and it will be coming out sometime, hopefully, you know, in our lifetime. But maybe...
Yeah, I think so. Okay. But you know what? Maybe, you know, but I trust in the way that they guide me too. Maybe there's a lot more that has to be written in that book.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So they're kind of just, you know, like, yeah. I mean, you know, they kind of, because they guide your hand when I'm writing and I can feel their hand and their thoughts and their teaching all the way through it. So,
okay.
You know, maybe there's something more to, you know, that I have to complete or something.
It's not quite done, but you're working on it. Okay. All right. So with that, we'll add the links and things like that to the website and you can check that out. Wendy's Coffee House and Audio Boom, where the longer interview is going to run. All right. So if you have to tune out now because it's on the radio, guess what? If you go on the internet to Audio Boom, you can hear the rest of the interview. Stay curious. Thanks for listening.